morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh, this first Sunday in the season of Lent. How are we doing?
Good.
So we've been engaging in our Lenten study, and kind of to kick that off, we started looking at a passage from the book of Hebrews that kind of reflects some of the intensity that we ought to be focused on in advancing our spiritual reflection that could enhance our spiritual maturation. Fair enough?
Yeah.
And so today I'd kind of like to jump back a little bit and review for our listening audience kind of how we launched this Lenten study. And so if I could have somebody read from the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verses 1 through 12.
I'll get it.
Thank you.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. God disciplines his children. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us as we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
Thank you, Doug. All right, gentlemen, that's the same pericope from the letter to the Hebrews that we read earlier in the week. What say you to initial responses? What do you recall? How has this impacted your spiritual reflection now that we've engaged in this season of Lent? Oh, I guess they're practicing the spiritual discipline of silence right now. We are really advancing quickly. I see that.
Myself, I've never had any discipline before in my life, or I obviously wouldn't be here. But I'm starting, you know, little by such as, you know, reading the Bible. Just do what I'm supposed to do. It's, you know, different for me at least. But, you know, it's definitely new. But once I get it, it'll be all right.
So let me ask you a question then. You say you haven't really received much discipline in your life.
No.
Have you received punishment?
Yes.
Do you see, so there seems to be some idea within your own life experience that you can distinguish between punishment and discipline.
Yeah.
You want to kind of elaborate on that, or anybody else? I mean, I think it's a good place to start, and we talked about this earlier, that there's a difference between punishment and discipline.
You know, before I thought discipline and punishment was basically the same. It was all bad, because my mom and my dad, let's say, would tell me, well, something about discipline, they disciplined me my way. I just wasn't good. I was afraid, because I thought it involved punishment. And now it's not bad. It's good. You just have self-discipline. in order to have that, you gotta love yourself. That's how I feel about that.
Good, good, thank you. How about anybody else?
Well, in 12:2, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, endures the cross, scorning the shame, its shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. We were kind of talking about Christ being a trailblazer of this this new life and this new way that we know as Christianity now. And kind of knowing that coming into the season of Lent is very powerful for me, because it's my first, you know, kind of time of Lent. And just knowing that he endured the cross and the discipline he had in doing that to bring new life to us.
Good, good, good.
One of the first lines here in 12:5, it says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And that speaks to me that this is to be taken seriously. You know, it's not just some set of rules that, maybe we'll live by, maybe we won't, you know, or as we talked about, you know, this isn't just describing some form of punishment that might occur if we're not obedient. It tells me these are instructions to live by, and they're not to be taken lightly.
Yeah. Paideia is the Greek that's used here for discipline. It would literally translate as to instruct or train for right, responsible living. Punishment doesn't necessarily do that.
Right.
Right? And punishment is retribution for an offense committed. Right? If you're found guilty of an offense, you might get punished. And we'd call that retributive, in the sense that if you are found guilty, then there is a just desert you deserve. In a sense, your guilt of the offense has earned you the right, ethically speaking, to be punished. Right? Now, here's the difference. Sometimes we confuse punishment and discipline, because sometimes discipline, if it's instruction and training, doesn't always feel good. Because it doesn't feel good, well, we know punishment doesn't feel good. So kind of what you're saying, Justin, that sometimes we can confuse the two. The difference is, for God, punishment has to do with God's displeasure. Right? Discipline has to do with God's love. Right? And sometimes, just like a good parent, a parent may discipline a child out of love, right? And the child may not necessarily interpret it as love. Right, but we do it for their good. God does the same thing with us, because God loves us. Right, and so from what you're saying, Dan, that's not a matter we should take too lightly.
Right.
Should we really take God's love for us that lightly? Lent provides us an opportunity to really be reflective, to the degree of meditative and contemplative, on the magnitude of that mystery, which Paul says, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. You know, that depth, that width, that height, that length, all those type of things of God's love, that we should be taking that serious. They shouldn't be flippant. Yeah, I know God loves me. Well, then why are you complaining about the discipline type of thing? Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I look at it like it should be the single most important thing in my life, rather than, you know, something that, you know, an hour a day or an hour a week is a part of my life. You know, it should be the focus of my life, rather than, you know, an afterthought.
Yes, yeah. Anybody else? What do you call from our earlier conversation, or what part of this rereading of this scripture? Maybe something new jumped out at you. Anybody else would like to share?
12:11 as well. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. To me, discipline is being broke down. Like, areas of your life is being broken. That's why it's so painful. But then it goes on saying, but later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness. So in that I find hope, you know, in my brokenness. I mean, what a great time for Christ to show up is in my brokenness and provide that hope and that future, you know, revelation in my head, you know, that everything's going to be okay, you know, that he mends the broken. So it's just, to me, it resonated with the pain because so many areas of my life, I forget that, or that need to be broken, that need to be disciplined, and that he needs to build up those areas. So it is painful at the time. I mean, it says later on, however, it's, you know, it's going to get better, that hope.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Quick little show of hands. Anybody ever play like high school football?
Yes.
Okay. How about soccer, baseball? Baseball? I think of football in the sense that, boy, I remember when I was young that we had this little hill, right? And you'd have to like drag something with your full gear on up this hill and around this barrel and back down. We used to, you know, you turn into a little game between other squads and things like that, but. Football practice in the middle of the summertime, you know, I mean, you would really, it hurt, but somehow we would do it because we knew that by going through this pain come kickoff time, the team, and particularly individually, and then a collection of individuals, the team was going to be stronger, right? But somehow we endured the pain, right? That discipline, right? It fascinates me that, you know, when we're young or even, you know, as we age, we still engage in certain disciplines, right? With the hopes that we're going to benefit. Right? So if we can do that on our own, why it's kind of interesting that we seem to be somewhat resistant when God wants to be the whistleblower, so to speak, you know, right? Start this wind sprints now, and we go, I don't feel like running right now. when we think about Lent and we think about our looking at our spiritual formation, it's always nice to start off looking back at how are we really doing with our discipline? How are we doing letting God instruct us so that we can live holy lives, so that we can live in righteousness, so that we can be trained in responsible living? I mean, obviously, that's one of the things we're trying to do here at Lenawee County Mission. Are you going to say something there, Aaron, before we kind of wrap this up?
Yeah, I personally need to discipline myself to read more in the Bible each day and learn more in depth about it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spiritual reading, biblical reading, there are all kinds of spiritual disciplines, we call them, right? Prayer is another one. Things like forgiveness, we did a little study on that. Fellowship is really a discipline, right? Back in the day of Jesus, hospitality was something you would practice, right? So here at Lenawee County Mission, when it comes supper time, I don't really feel like going downstairs and having to eat with all those guys. And what do we say? No, your butt's going downstairs and you will engage in fellowship, table fellowship, hospitality. You know, sometimes, particularly for life change, GPS program members, looking after some of the homeless in the Fresh Start program, it's like, oh, I don't really want to do their laundry. I don't really want to. No, you will. You will, because ultimately, we look at Matthew 25, and we treat them like they're Jesus. And I think we can kind of keep that in the forefront of our vision and our mind and what have you, then we are always being instructed and trained to live responsibly the way God intended us. And that's really succinctly what discipline is. And God does that because God loves us. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and discipline be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.